It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
So Janet Jackson says that Stevie Wonder, Tracy Chapman, and Samuel L. Jackson are all her cousins? What?
Are you related to Stevie?
He's our cousin. Not a lot of people know that. He's our cousin on my mother's side. Fine. So is Tracy Chapman.
Trigger.
So is Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, I know. I don't, whatever. The exact relation to Chapman and Samuel L. Jackson is unclear after watching this interview. I don't really know, and I cannot explain. Maybe you could Google it. There's been all kinds of talk that Justin Baldoni, the director of It Ends With Us, had issues with Blake Lively and pretty much the rest of the cast and crew. Huh. Yesterday, Baldoni hired a PR crisis manager. Dr. Dre aims to compete in archery at the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. He says he's dead serious.
I actually started playing around with archery in junior high, right? I stopped for a while and my son bought me a setup. I don't know if it's for my birthday or Father's Day or something like that. So I have it set up in my backyard. And I heard that qualifying for the Olympics is 77 feet, and I practice at 90.
Interesting. That would, it's one of those things where, wait a minute, Snoop Dogg could be commentating on Dr. Dre competing in the Olympics. It'd be like, what is happening? And your head would explode. Frozen 3 will hit theaters in November of 2027. And Bowen Yang revealed that a Saturday Night Live host once caused everyone to be very upset at the table read.
This man who, this person, this host, made multiple cast members cry on Wednesday during before the table read because he hated the ideas.
He hated the ideas. Yeah. Are you writing them? No. Well, I don't get it. The trailer for season 4 of Only Murders in the Building is here. And y'all, it looks as good as you would expect it to. It is chock full of big stars. Sandra Bullock shared a bit of heartfelt advice with Hoda Kotb as she was celebrating her 60th birthday. Sandy humorously admitted she was too tired to share all the jokes that she had prepared, but she did have this to say.
It's weird because people seem to want us to be afraid of what it might look like when we get there. It turns out it's pretty great. Pretty awesome.
Yeah. She likes being 60. She turned 60 on July 26th. And a dirt alert. Yeah, I don't know if this is really all that much dirt, but it definitely surprised me. Julianne Hough discussed her 2010 to 2013 relationship with Ryan Seacrest and revealed the true reasons for their breakup. She shared it on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast.
I remember when I decided to break things off, I had a lot of these Brentwood moms and producers in that world that were like, what are you doing? And I was like, what do you mean? They're like, your life is completely set up. Yep. And I was like, but I didn't build it. And of course, I was like, I need to create this competitively, like it's not mine. And I want to feel the pride of doing it.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. You would feel like, you know, you were a trophy wife if you let all, I don't know. We as women, when we're competitive, we're really competitive. Now, doesn't mean she was competing with him. She just was competing with herself for success. So anyway, it's not much of a dirt alert, but it kind of falls into that because no one ever complains about Ryan Seacrest. And it's kind of hard to reconcile the fact that she was complaining about how successful he was. Anyway, that's not really what she was complaining about, but whatever. Anyway, that's the Daily Dust. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go and B104.3. And with my tiny little singing expression, what can I say except you're welcome?